The New York Giants travel to Oakland to take on the Raiders this week. And it's time for this week's edition of Extra Point, driven by the Hess Toy Truck. We welcome in Bob Glauber of Newsday. We got Howard Cross ready to go. So your reaction and take to Eli Manning, are you shocked at how big this has become?
Shocked? No. I mean, shocked that it happened, yes. Shocked that it got that big, absolutely not. We knew this day was going to come someday. Mm-hmm. That it was this day was like, whoa. I mean, really, it's huge. I mean, just think of all the time that has gone. 2004, he's been starting every game since then. I mean, he has outlasted, what, 3-4 presidential terms? It's, you know, the price of gas has gone up and down 3 or 4 times in that time. I think people take Eli Manning for granted, and you don't know what you got until it's gone. And I think this is a huge moment, and this is a tough one.
Are you going to be okay, Bob?
I'll be okay.
I feel
okay,
like I need to come across there and give you a hug.
This is huge.
Are you going to be all right?
Yeah, I'll be all right.
Listen, it's big. I'm going to tell you why it's big. It's big because when you're going through things and people call out for things and you hear all these whispers, oh, maybe they should do this, maybe they should do that, they don't realize what you're playing with. You're playing with a guy who's walking into the Hall of Fame. He's a top 10 quarterback of all time, just from stats alone, the 2 Super Bowl MVPs. The guy who shows up and plays week in and week out, injuries, no injuries. You're going to miss the class act.
So Geno Smith will get the start. He becomes the first African-American quarterback to start a regular season game for the New York Giants. What do they need to see in Geno Smith that we didn't see in the preseason, which looked a lot like what we saw in his time with the Jets? Productivity to a point, but turnover is always an issue.
That's the thing with Geno. He's a feast or famine kind of guy, and he's been that way in his career. Now, when Geno is on, when he is spinning that ball and completing passes, he's almost as good as there is given his talent level. So when he's good, he's good. But then there's that turnover that, you know, all of a sudden he's got 2 touchdowns and he's thrown, and then boom, you get that turnover.
Geno has written his own book. He's played and done all the things he's going to do. It's not that he can't change or he's not different. He's just written his own book. They're trying to bridge the gap until they can get to Webb to get him some reps. And I think that, you know, unfortunately, the way it went down kind of, you know, sideways. But I think that's what's happening.
Until they're eliminated from the playoffs, I think you got to go with your top 2 quarterbacks. You know, and Ben McAdoo thought they could go on a run at some point. Obviously, it didn't happen, and they're out of playoff contention. But if you're playing to win games and get to the playoffs, I don't think you just have a rookie quarterback back there just because, well, he's a rookie quarterback. We got to eventually see him. I think you go in saying, who's going to give me the best chance to win if Eli Manning goes down? And that would be Geno Smith.
Well, I would have done it this way personally. And again, I'm not making a decision. It's easy to say this after the fact. I think that you put Webb in and you would have got him reps way early on in the season. Had nothing to do with winning or losing. And this is why. Eli doesn't come out of the game. Eli basically doesn't get hurt. Eli basically has played every play that they'll allow him to play his entire career. So why not get a guy, you know, Geno can – is a pro. Geno already knows what to do. Get this kid more reps and more opportunities when you can. The problem is that the practice schedule doesn't really allow that anymore.
This has been Eli Manning's team since 2004. It's been that way. He doesn't get hurt. He plays just about every play in every game. You know, they're 2-9. So now, you know, the calculus is different. The reality is different. And you have to treat the roster differently, which is what they're doing.
Bob, we appreciate a couple minutes as always.